the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, O Christ.
The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and all the cattle. He also pulled out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A lot of people have this tradition to do a home spring cleaning. Anyone? So it's time when most of people choose to do a thorough clean of their houses. So we get rid of things that take too much space or we don't use anymore. So I contend that Lent is somehow like spring cleaning. It is a time for close examination and self-reflection so that we may also clean up our lives. And I know it can be quite a stir in a family if we don't agree on what should we get rid of and what should stay. But the Israelites didn't have such confusion. God was very clear in his expectations of them in Exodus chapter 20. "You shall have no other gods before me, and you shall not make for yourself an idol, and you shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." That was God's target for the Israelites that they were supposed to. My friend helped me make this. So it was like a target. He told them, "My relationship with you is gotta have to be this way. So I'm telling you, these are my limits. I am a jealous God. I love you so much. I don't want to share you with anybody else or anything else. I want you on to myself. So this is your target. Each time you do something, you must know that this is where you should be aiming, right? This is where you should be aiming because I love you. I don't want you aiming at somewhere else. It's here." That's what God was trying to talk about. And then the Israelites, they must have thought, "Oh, piece of cake. That should not be a problem. We'll do. We'll do." But the Israelites didn't realize how strong the gravitational pull of other gods and their affections would be for them. And these are worldly affections which disincline us to follow our God. I brought this one. It reminds me of Mardi Gras. Just this shiny, and it could represent for me the shiniest things we find in life and our ambitions or the things that take our hearts, and we are all gone, and God becomes like a secondary personality, and it's not really, you know, very important in our lives. And so these becomes so, we get too attached. For kids, maybe video games, and other people's maybe sports, and other people will be so consumed with it in such a way that our hearts are so much in that God has no longer a place in our hearts. And in today's gospel story, Jesus comes into the center of Jewish worship as the great high priest to clean it up and to fulfill its purpose, a time for reformation. How timely for us this Lenten season to purge from our lives other gods, which, by the way, are our strong attachments to worldly affections and pleasures, so we can turn back to God. And John sees this story very differently. He was thinking that in chasing the money changers out of the temple, Jesus was preserving Israelite original relationship to God. And Jesus was clearly upset because, as you know, God came to Israelites, but also it wasn't only for them. It was so that they may be a light to other nations. And guess what the leaders of the temple were doing? At where the nations were sitting in the court of the Gentiles, that were all that business of money changers and the cattle and the doves, that's the business. Whereas they have the best seat in the temple, but the nations, no problem, who cares? Who cares? But Jesus cares. So he came and he saw that the Gentiles were there to worship Yahweh, and they were inhibited by all that noise of money changers and all the noise there, and they were there to worship God. And he was very upset, and he chased them out, and he cleaned the temple just like the high priest is supposed to do. And he was making things right, cleaning the temple. And I see a clear invitation for us also to clean our lives, who are also the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if you read the Bible, you see that in the Old Testament, this theme of cleansing and purity and holiness in God's commandment shows up also in this story, where Jesus is seen as continuing his father's wishes for Israel. Of course, like any other Jew, Jesus was preparing to celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread, commemorating the Passover. So John does not want us to miss this point, because it's very important to what Jesus is doing here in the temple, commemorating God's deliverance of Israel from Egyptian slavery. But you see, what Jesus was doing, when they commemorate the Passover, they are saying that it's the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, which means it's bread without yeast, and yeast represents sin. So we are supposed to aim right in the middle. This is what sin is. Sin is missing the target, and God has provided the target. And most times, when we sin, we do not aim where God wants us to aim, and we aim somewhere else. And how these have such a gravitational pull for us to be taken by these things, and our hearts is so much in this, in such a way that we no longer see this target that God has given us so that we can aim at it. And Jesus was there in the heart of the worship, ousting this corruption with the Jewish temple leaders. And the truth is, Jesus was bringing Israel. He wanted, God loved you. God wants to return your heart back to himself. That's what Jesus was doing. And they missed the point of the vision of God in the temple in the first place. And of course, like them, unfortunately, for us, it's easy for us to see in life our own personal interests and advantages instead of the purity of the temple of God and what God meant it for us. So what we see in life, God's ways or our own ways? Last week, Father Jeff talked about how we see. It was an excellent sermon, by the way. If you weren't here, you can actually find it on our website. Do we see life like those Jewish temple leaders were seeing it? Their successes, their cleverness, their superiority, and their making money. They're making money in their families, their possessions, and do we see like they were seeing? Oh, we are trying to see our call to God's vision. But you see, the spiritual mistake that we often make is to think that we own the world. And Jesus tells us that we are tenants, caring for everything that we have on loan to us from God. And Jesus tells us we were meant to worship God only, not anyone else, nothing else, so that in this true temple that is Jesus Christ himself, the true temple, he wants us to meet God there, be in union, be reconciled in Jesus Christ, the true temple. And my prayer is that our souls will receive a spring cleaning and become temples of prayer and of the Father's will. Amen.